Hi, this is Mark Knight, and I just want to say a big hello to all the listeners of Enter in Zagreb.
So, Mark, hello once again.
Hello.
Welcome back to Zagreb, to Croatia. How are you?
I'm cool. I'm really good. I'm excited for tonight.
Are you nervous?
No.
No nervous?
No.
Why not?
I don't really get nerves. I think preparation is the key for that. If you're not prepared for a situation, then you'll be nervous because you're unsure. But if you're confident that you're prepared, then you don't really have that kind of feeling. Well, I certainly don't anyway.
Okay, last time in opera, you played for 3 hours.
Yes.
Our friend Hrvoje, 4 hours. Okay.
Right.
Our friend Hrvoje was there and he said, oh my God, that was the best event in Zagreb, like ever.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
What do you think about Croatia? Croatia crowd?
It's great. I've always had brilliant nights here and last time was fantastic. And yeah, I'm sure we're going to keep building on that. And yeah, I just love coming here. People really enjoy music. And as a performer, that's ultimately what you want, is people that enjoy what you're doing and what you're trying to say. So
okay, so did you been in Croatia like tourist maybe?
Do you know what? Every year I keep saying I'm going to come and bring the family on holiday. I've done a few shows in Hvar and gorgeous. I mean, it's such a beautiful country. It's like nowhere else on earth.
Our music director, Thea, she has a family house in Hvar. Maybe you can...
We're about to become good friends.
Make a deal with her. Yeah. Okay, the Amsterdam Dance Event is nearby. Are you coming?
I am. Yeah, I'm going to be there just for Friday and Saturday. I actually get there fairly late. I'm going on holiday to Dubai, so I get there quite late. But all the guys from my label are going to be there, and we have a show on Saturday at Panama.
Oh, nice. How much is important for one DJ to be on Amsterdam Dance Event?
It's an incredible event that they put on that works at every single level within the industry, you know, and it's a great opportunity for people to mix and do business, you know, with each other. And it's been such a brilliant thing to be part of since pretty much the inception. We've been going there for crikey 15 years or whatever it is now, and to see it grow from a tiny thing to this massive event, it's brilliant. And the guys do it phenomenally well. It's super well organized and the shows are fantastic. And if you've never been, and if you're into dance music at any level, I highly recommend it. You know, it's a great opportunity to find your way into the scene or further your way in the scene.
Okay, can we talk about the DJ Mag 100 list?
Right.
DJ list. So who would be number one this year?
Oh, do you know what? I don't really know. I don't. It's a slightly different world to the world I'm in.
Okay, I get it.
And it's quite heavily based on advertising, I think.
but do you have maybe some favorite DJ?
Louis Vega is my favorite DJ.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Masters at Work. They're guys who pretty much got me into dance music pre-seeing them play. I was very much into hip-hop and soul, and when I saw those guys playing, it was like game changer.
Okay, so do you have time to partying after your show?
A little bit, not a lot. You know, it's about making sure that you've got enough fuel in the tank to continue to keep going. So, you know, occasionally you let your hair down, but you pick and choose my moments, you know, really when you're going to have a few beers. But I'm sure we'll have a few beers tonight.
Oh, nice. Tullurum turns 15 years.
We do,
next year. Yeah, so how do you feel about that?
Excited and super proud of what we've achieved to come from a little shed literally outside my parents' house, hence the name, to where we are now, a global brand. And, you know, we employ a lot of people and we do a lot of things. We have events, we have obviously the record label, we have a management company, a publishing company. It's incredible, and it's all credit to all the guys that work there. They're incredible set of people who are totally dedicated to what we're trying to do. And you know, that's the key to our success. We're a team.
Yeah. So Armin van Buuren, Hardwell, they all do some remix of your song. How do you feel about that? Do you like that remix?
They did. Yeah. Well, we were when the guys got involved, we were 10, and we decided to do something a bit more eclectic with music. And we like to think we're friends with everyone. It's quite nice that we have friends, you know, in sort of techno, and we have friends in EDM, because we are just pretty down to earth, normal guys, and we, you know, that's how we operate. And it's we use that as an opportunity to get some really eclectic mixes, and both Armin and Harwell delivered. They did a great job, so much respect.
So in 2009 your album was nominated for the album of the year,
right?
Yeah. How do you feel about that? So this is like huge thing in your life, in your career.
I don't really think too much about stuff like that because I've always got my eye on the next project. I don't tend to reflect too much. You know, I'm super honoured and flattered to be nominated and get awards and things like that. But I don't do it for that because I'm always thinking about the next thing. And yeah, I've got loads of interesting projects on the go at the moment. In fact, probably the biggest project I've ever worked on, I'm just about to launch, which is quite exciting.
Let's talk about next projects.
It's
plans for the future.
Yeah, it's a band that I've been doing. It's it's an electronic sort of band. It's kind of underworld, Chemical Brothers-esque, if you want to say. And it was born out of producing records for Underworld and their album, being involved in that, and just felt that, you know, there's a space in the market, and I always wanted to do something like that. I wanted to do something live. You know, I've done the DJ thing for years and I love it, but I just wanted a new challenge, and this felt very right. And I've written a new album, and I can't wait to play it to people. It is very, very different, and so it's something I'm going to perform live.
When can we expect the album and the band?
It'll be next year. Now.
Next year.
Yeah, I mean, we literally just finished it 2 weeks ago.
Can't wait to see to hear that.
I'm
to see that.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting thing and a brand new challenge. It's uncharted territory for me, and it's exciting, you know, to have these new challenges and new goals to sort of achieve. Because I think if you're creative, you're always, you know, looking to do something new and what's the next thing. Hence why I don't really tend to think too much about what I've just done. It's like, what am I going to do now?
So last question, what Mark Knight do in his free time?
I spend all my time with my son and my family.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the hardest thing we do is trying to get the balance between work and having a career and having a family. But both things are equally, well, you know, my family is more important, of course, but it's trying to make that balance. So all my spare time is spent with him playing football and on our quad bikes and, you know, playing, you know, remote control cars. He's a real boy's boy. He's only six, but he's like my best friend. So.
And what about DJing?
Not quite yet, but yeah, I'll bring a set of CDJs home, and that'll be the next thing. But at the moment, it's football, which is great.
Which club is his favorite?
Well, unfortunately, he's leant towards Tottenham, which has sort of upset the family because we're a big West Ham family. But I'll work on that. That's work in progress. I'm sure we'll bring him across.
Nice. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
And see you next year. And I really want to hear that new song, new project, and new band. I think that will be awesome.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, I can't wait to play it to you. And thank you for having me.